Main engines now started. Main engines up and running. 3, 2, 1, and liftoff of Space Shuttle Discovery.
Discovery has been a regular visitor to Earth orbit since its maiden voyage in 1984. It's the oldest and longest-serving vehicle in the U.S. Space Agency shuttle fleet. NASA's Mission Launch Director Mike Limebach says Discovery's final flight follows several delays for weather, technical problems, and repairs to its external fuel tank. But the shuttle is still space-ready.
Discovery's a great ship. This is their 39th mission. Would have quite a few left in her had the program been extended, but it wasn't. And so, you know, it's kind of bittersweet that we get the last flight out of her, but she's going to perform perfectly fine on orbit and bring the crew home safely.
Discovery's 11-day mission is a supply run to the International Space Station. On board are 3,855 kilograms of cargo, including a large supply closet, a replacement radiator, and a humanoid robot helper named Robonaut 2. Over its long career in space, Discovery has been a real workhorse, says Valerie Neal, shuttle curator at the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum in Washington.
It's delivered satellites, it's picked up and repaired satellites, it's flown scientific laboratories, it delivered the Hubble Space Telescope and then returned twice to service it. It flew twice to the Russian space station Mir and then 13 times to the International Space Station.
Discovery is linked to many historic firsts. It was first to return to space after fatal accidents destroyed its sister ships, Challenger and Columbia. It was the first to have a woman pilot. And Valerie Neal says that despite the inevitable dangers of spaceflight, Discovery has played a major role in making it more routine.
Certainly since the space shuttle began to fly, we've had people going up 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times a year. We had no precedent for flying into space for 30 years in the same vehicles over and over. And that's approaching routine spaceflight.
NASA plans 2 more missions, one each for the remaining 2 orbiters, Endeavour and Atlantis, before the shuttle program ends later this year. NASA will then have to rely on European, Russian, and Japanese rocket launches to carry astronauts and supplies into orbit until commercial U.S. space ferries become fully operational, possibly within the next 5 years. In the meantime, plans are still being worked out for putting Discovery and the other retired space shuttles on permanent museum display. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.